Thank you, sir. This is RFQ, Request for Qualifications, number 201505-303. Also, at the request of the commission, I released this on May the 2nd, this request, via newspaper advertising and on our website. Since then, we have received 7 responses, which those responses I will proceed to open now and turn over to Human Resources Director, Mr. Eric Brower. First one is from Connell Insurance Incorporated, Branson, Missouri. Hollister, whatever. Finders, thank you. The next one we received is from Akers Insurance, Akers and Arnie Hansen. Next one we received is from Employee Benefit and Risk Management in Springfield. Help you with all the mothers. I've got all the boxes in here. Next is Barker Phillips and Jackson Insurance. J.W. Terrell, T-E-R-R-I-L-L, Insurance, Benefits and Risk Management, St. Louis, Missouri. Next we have Arthur J. Gallagher, Springfield, Missouri. Exact name. SFS Financial Strategies. Creve Coeur, Missouri. And that concludes the responses that we received on RFQ number 2015-05-302. As mentioned earlier, all of these responses, being in the form of requests for qualifications, will be thoroughly reviewed by the Human Resources Department in conjunction with you all. And I will be available to notify these participating vendors of any updates or questions you may have during the review phase, as well as notifying them of any final results at the time that the commission so directs me. If there's no questions, then that concludes RFQs numbers 302 and 303 from the purchasing department.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Ma'am. Thank you. Good luck.
Next on the agenda is Mount Branson work.
Thank you guys for coming.
This is mine too, so.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you guys.
I'm available to work with you. Anything you need.
Sure, good.
Appreciate your help very much. Thank you, gentlemen. This is actually a bid recommendation. This is in response to bid number 2015-05-304, as requested by the Road and Bridge Department. This bid I released on May the 27th, and it is specifically to complete the electrical needs in the form of construction at the new Mount Branson Road and Bridge facility. Mr. Hayes asked me to put this out after discussions with you all regarding how to complete this and what the proper way to do it. We explored various different avenues. We explored price estimates, and all the pricing estimates indicated that it would be cost exceeding the normal bid limit. So we went ahead and proceeded with releasing this bid and put out the specs. I actually sent this request, request for bid responses out to about half a dozen different electrical contractors, not just limited to our local area, but any other electrical contractors I could find. Was advertised in the newspapers as legally required, as well as posted on our website. And this particular process actually closed. I released on May 27th. I released it on May 9th. It closed on May 27th. So correction there. Sorry. And we received two responses that Mr. Hayes and I opened here last week. He has subsequently completed a thorough review of both of those responses and has issued the letter, which I think Mr. Stottle, who is here as his designee, has delivered a copy of that letter to you, and it appears that Mr. Hayes is recommending Michelle Electric at $6,793. All of the paperwork that they submitted is signed correctly, and it includes prevailing wage considerations and conforming with the current prevailing wage number, work order 21, as I require. So Mr. Stottle can take it from here if you guys have any questions regarding that recommendation.
Who was the other bid?
The other bid was from Castrol.
What was that amount?
And it was almost double. Uh-huh. And, the other was...
$11,065.
Were they given the same specs to bid off of, or were they supposed to come up with their own specs?
Oh, this is the same exact request for bid went out to all these vendors. And they completed the same forms that both vendors completed the same forms. Their bid response was $11,065.
And remind me why the Wilson Group didn't take care of all this?
Well, Mr. Hayes could better answer that question, but I think there was a lot of discussion back and forth that we were going to handle completion of a lot of the stuff that we're expertise at regarding construction and et cetera. And then when it maybe you can explain this too, but when it appeared that the levels required to meet certain codes, et cetera, to complete the electrical installation of all the outlets and things, electrical lighting. And this is just in the shop area. It's not in, or it's in the break room area and office area. The other area was part of the Wilson Group's construction, and I think Randy was trying to save the county some money and prevailing wage ramifications by thinking that his folks could complete the break room and the office area. So it's just those two areas. And it turns out that after discussion with you all, that it was decided to put this out for bid would be the safest bet. It was never included in the original package with the Wilson Group. So I hope I've explained that without too much complicating the matter.
Move to award bid number. What's the bid number?
2015.
Hold on, let me write it down. It's not on our paper, is it? Oh, is it the 505-304?
Yep.
Move to award bid number 2015-304 to Michelle Electric for a total of $6,793.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll notify the vendors on all these issues that I brought forth today.
Next on our agenda is a daily staff review, and that'll be upstairs. We have a motion to...
Let's go ahead. Recess, hopefully.
Well, we'll recess for upstairs.